Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on a funny path of life. A different day today. It feels cold, it's completely overcast. I don't know, it could rain. I'm going to take my pack though, which if I felt confident it was going to rain, I would not. Because it's not lined and there are things inside of pillar of a place here that I don't want to get wet. But anyway, so it's good. This one is, I don't know. I don't think it will, but you never know. But I'm stunning cold here. I get my beanie. Well, I'm not taking my sun hat. I think I'll be okay. If not, well, a little bit of cancer doesn't kill anybody. Anyway, finishing here. I actually downloaded NPR. So... get on a bandwagon and talked about the whole Supreme Court stuff with Trump. My goodness, this guy. Amazing. So much noise making. And the whole thing about the, I guess, the opponent, the Putin opponent in Russia, whatever his name is. The whole Russia Dallas soap opera that seems to keep happening, at least for us in the West. My goodness, my feet actually, I can feel cold. I'm not really worried about that though, but my chest. So, but I'll definitely on the climb, I'll get warmed up. I'm doing the big bad boy today. So, that's for that. I was listening to finishing stuff, cleaning dishes and getting ready to Bill Burr, the thing about discussing a hypothetical past and what would you do, who would you be, and debating about the logistic of it. Anyway, my goodness. Those minds. Anyway, the whole what if. I was thinking about that the other day. Kind of the pointlessness of it to me is... I think, well, it's not necessarily pointless because it kind of shows, you know, where you might be leaning or kind of some of the ways in which you might be looking at things. But sometimes it's used as, you know, like the situation where you are now. Would you, if given whatever, do that again? And it's silly because, of course, you would not repeat the same past with what you've learned. It's unlikely. I mean, some would, but I think it's unlikely that you would say you wouldn't change a thing. That makes no sense, but the whole thing is, it's just, I don't know. It's like, what does that accomplish, really, on some of that? I think maybe some of it has to do with not accepting, you know, that things sometimes are horrible. You know, big mistakes get made, you know, crimes, horrible things happen in life. And to be able to accept that doesn't mean you don't fight against it or you don't want that to change, whatever, but that it has a place, you know. I don't know if I'm going to do. Dang it, I'm feeling cold. But no, I don't want to... I'm not tired or no, so it's not going to rain, so yeah, I don't, I can't see myself not doing the walk, but yeah, I'm, it's going to take me a while to be cold, and it's, there's a wind now, there's a mix of things, it's, oof, anyway, over that area here, all those people, the vehicles. Anyway, so yeah, I just don't quite, well, I guess when I say I don't get it, that's not necessarily true, because I do. It's more along the lines of, well, I don't see it that way now, or now it doesn't make any sense for me anymore. So it's kind of a, dang it! Oof, All right, let's see that. Dang it. I don't know if I'm going to keep walking now. I'm not enjoying that at all. And I don't have to, so it's, I'm not on the Camino here. So, you know, it's not the same animal. Anyway, I'm going to go at least to Chupa Chup. And at least walking down. And then we'll see. Then I have that one area that I want, but I can take a left to come back up here. Or I keep going. But I don't know if I'm going to... Dang it, it feels cold. Wow. Anyway. And it's not even... Tomorrow's going to be colder. I don't know. I may not even go out tomorrow. have I even done that yet? Has the rain kept me in the whole time? I'm not sure. But that could be an option to really take the time on the whole... Duolingo, I'm not taking more time because we're looking at like around 11 o'clock in the morning for breakfast. You know, I mean, sometimes I'm like, you know, 18, 19 or a little more hours between the last two meals. And you would say, yeah, but you're having that soy milk tea in the morning, and that actually technically breaks the fast. Sure, true. But, you know, in terms of solid, I mean, my stomach is growling and I'm pretty hungry, regardless of the technicality of the whole thing about intermittent fasting. Anyway, so, but yeah, I guess maybe the idea of to push through, you know, today. Oh, we have a couple of Guardia Civil, huh? A couple of Megane, one Focus, a Ford Focus and a Renault Megane. So they're going to be interesting that they're going through here. So maybe they're going to get close somewhere. Sometimes they do those random inspection. So they stop the vehicles. I think I get the point. You know, the idea is, you know, to kind of create that kind of erratic, you know, kind of random things to where you may get lucky, I guess. Yeah. Or get the point across, you know, that you just never know. So maybe a mix of social engineering strategies. Anyway, heads up on the dog. I don't know if I want to do that now, but I don't know what I'm going to do, though. Dang it. Not enjoying it. This is not enjoyable. It's cold. I'm going to warm up, though, Anthony. Come on, dude. I'm maybe looking at, 10, 15 minutes. I'm not going to stay long. I'll give us a... also said, I need to be moving here. Oh, hold on a second. I don't know if she's heard me. Yeah, I'm sure she's in here. She could be outside anyway. Dogs don't seem to be able to weather the cold. Or they don't show it, I guess, if they feel the cold. Anyway. So yeah, I got a treat. Phew, yeah, so completely overcast. Dang it. Oh, I could turn... Well, no. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know, because I may not come out at all for the rest of the day. If I don't do that, if I don't... Oh! There's a car. So, let me see. Did she take it? No. Chupa Chup. She's over there. I guess she's... Yeah, she's with whatever he's doing. Chupa Chup! Hey! No, she's... Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Here you are. How you doing? How's my girl doing? Yeah. How you doing? She just ran down. Okay. I got a treat for you. I got a treat. And I'll let you go. Here. Come here. Hey. Yeah. Shoot. Okay. That is it? You ate the whole thing? Okay. This is a anyway. Good to see you. Okay. Have fun. See you later. Anyway, I'm so glad that she's out. She's so happy. Anyway. Alright, so. Okay, come on, Anthony. You're gonna get warm. Yeah, I don't do well. I'm with the cold. Eh? I guess, you know, how people find a way to brace things. You know, but, I mean, I don't think I'm that kind of a chicken anyway, either. You know, I've been in some interesting situation. So, not that, yeah, I'm the big cheese, you know. So, it pes gordo, eh? But, yeah, it's just something that, So, obviously, it's not going to change much because I don't really stop anyway when I walk. So, let's see. I'll be in a canyon. I'll kind of be sheltered by the wind and the wood. Anyway, we'll see. I think I'm going to give it a shot. So, anyway, that's for that. So, yesterday was what? Your market day. So, it is Primidor. I was right. Those kind of, not the juicer, but the one where, you know, to squeeze your oranges. I don't know what you call them. Do you call them a juicer? Squeezer? A citrus squeezer? Citrus juicer? I don't know. But anyway. So, talking to Paco is going to Granada today. After. To go help to do some kind of construction or something. I guess his family about half an hour from Granada. Anyway. And then I, on the way up, I took some oranges. Still finding quite a few. And so I did the oatmeal. Anyway, doesn't matter. Then I get, you know, I had, what did I do yesterday? Oh, I just did the leftover with the, oh, he gave me some, Paco gave me some, couple of trays of, it was like leek, celery, almost no celery, carrot, and half of a turnip each, that were kind of going bad. So he kind of showed that to me. I was like, yeah, I'll take it. I'll use it. So I kind of cleaned them up and then, you know, brunoise them and then just kind of boiled them with some curry and some herbs. And then blended that, so that's kind of I'm kind of having some of that. It's a little strong, actually, in terms of curry. It's coming a little strong. And of course, you know, the bitterness of turnip stands out quite a bit. Anyway, so played in the kitchen for a little bit, took my time to do all the steps, you know, no rushing. So having just one fire on a stove really helps. And of course, took a nap. Hold on, was I outside? Yeah, I went back outside. I mean, it was definitely warmer, a lot warmer than today. But I was surprised because it was like maybe 11 or 12 yesterday. But, you know, not much wind and the sun. And it was amazing. It was very nice. Well, cool, but very nice to be able to be outside on that swing and take a nap. And as of late, I'm kind of putting things away, like the devices, putting them away from me. Anyway, and so I fixed one of the electrical cord, the extension cord. So I found a screwdriver that was a small head, a flat screwdriver. And yeah, I realized, fair enough, there's a piece that's coming off. So I put it back in and it works. So I was pretty happy about that. And then I went to the library, which was opened. And what showed up on my screen for my movie was freaking Dune Part 2. So I was like, what? Didn't just come out yesterday? I think. And so of course, it's a pirate copy. It's a But it's quite good. You know, on a couple of occasions, basically somebody gets up or, you know, something gets put in front of the camera. Maybe somebody was coming around in the movie theater, so they kind of had to hide it type deal, you know. But, I mean, the quality is very good. Some of them before the sound was so bad. But this one was, it's quite nice. So I end up watching an hour and 40 minutes of that. So it's about 2.5 hours long. Okay, there's kind of a new spin, I guess. A new element that's being inserted, and it is watchable. It is watchable. Buenos días, Papá Noel. Las mejillas muy, muy rosas, eh? Puh. Oh, no, no se puede parar. No se puede parar. Que aproveche. The old cute old man. He has the pink cheeks, mejillas. So anyway, so I kind of ended up watching that, but I wanted to spot the sunset yesterday. So I was like, okay, it shows like 7:09. So basically you need like 5 minutes before to be there. So I was like, yeah, I'll take 10 minutes. And so I woke back up, having a little conversation with myself, not unlike the one I'm having now. And basically going up, because behind the house you have a hill, and on that hill, I mean, you have a, I mean, even pretty much from the house, it's almost unobstructed the view. I mean, it's a better view of the city, of the town, because the town is too many buildings in the way. But when you go to Pilar's place, it's perfect. It's beautiful. And you have this, it's very pastoral. You have those rolling hills. You know, there was a few things of clouds and the, I don't know, just beautiful. Just beautiful. So I ended up spotting that. I'd be curious to see if I can wait until Monday to watch the end. So it's about an hour. Well, I guess technically less. Huh? Right. I guess it's going to be a trilogy. Huh? I kind of doubt they're going to finish it. Feels like in 50 minutes, seems like with the pace of the movie, it's quite slow that they go at it. But anyway, I'd be curious. And it doesn't matter, you know, one way or the other. You know, since the whole Netflix incident, I have not, you know, one time I was about the Passato, I watched a YouTube video about Italian because I had a kind of a doubt about that kind of grammar, that conjugation. And, but yeah, you know, I've been reading. I finished Bastards of Baghdad. I started, I started 2 days ago, Fight Club. And I have to say so far, I think the movie is so much better. And definitely Brad Pitt. Oh my goodness! Come on, Anthony. But I'll finish it. I mean, it's about 160 pages. It's not a big deal. A lot of the lines are from the used in the movies too, but yeah, they really did a good job in the movie. Some things were changed, definitely. Like how I met Tyler Durden. So in the book, it's you know, what the meeting in the movie is actually talked about observational comments in the book. I'm talking about a single serve, you know, passengers or things in a plane and all of that. It doesn't meet Tyler Durden there, which is weird actually. In the book, spoilers alert, he meets him on a beach and he's done this, he's taking those trunks of trees. I forgot what they call, oh, I forgot, anyway, it doesn't matter. And he creates kind of like a, he makes those columns, he makes them stand, and at 4:30 p.m. it creates a perfect hand, something like that. Anyway, it's already kind of the the idea of the way Tyler Durden sees the world. So it's a, there's some differences. He definitely lingers more on the movie aspect of things. So my guess, he must have been a movie projectionist, right? Or something. Or he has some kind of es un aficionado. He's an amateur. Or he likes it. Because definitely he spends quite a bit of time talking about that. Anyway. And then I was listening to a podcast, a French podcast, and they talked about this guy, Apparently, Patrick Dempsey played him in a series in the US. But this guy is from Switzerland, this rider, from Geneva. And so apparently he's one of the most read as far as a French-speaking rider outside of France. So apparently very popular. And I'm reading the book that basically kind of made him a superstar. So, and it's okay so far, you know, it's actually, it's actually not bad. It's kind of, I kind of like what I'm reading. So I got that going on. So I'll be more than likely, I don't know why I found myself reading, you know what, I'll just do my about 1 hour. I'm not going to stay with that weather. I may come back later on. We'll see. There may be a change. I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm not going to be 2.5 hours, 2.5, 3 hours with that weather. No. Anyway, I don't know why I find myself reading more than one book at once. Something I never used to. Before it was always, one book at a time. Anyway. But, I don't do that now. I think I went to bed a little easier last night. I remember to turn the electric blanket. My goodness, I'm a spoiled brat. Estoy mimado. Soy un mimado. Yeah. Anyway. Here's a reference again. It's on the breast, on the female breast. Mimado. You know, what a treat. It is the breast. Anyway. So, I haven't talked too much. I don't really talk too much normally, you know, at Duolingo. But, I bring it up, but I don't think I linger on too much. But it's interesting, since I've kind of stopped, you know, that competitive streak, or, you know, I still watch, you know, I'm not to the place to where I've lost interest of that either. I'm kind of curious. And so far, it's not so much like my strategy to winning, it's my strategy to do it in a good way, you know, to make it requires an effort. Like today I was quite frustrated at times. With like the mistyping. And I know sometimes it's me, but it's just like sometimes the keyboard just doesn't respond as well. So the screen, you know, the tablet, you know, I will be going back there actually. Sorry, but I'm doing this. I'm going on a tangent here. But when I'm going to go back to Villa Valencina, I'm going to go talk to see them because the button is coming off again. So twice I had to take it back for them to glue that again. So it's happening again. And there's some specs, you know, some flex on the screen, in between the screen and then the tablet, which they can't happen on my own. So that somehow when that stuff was put in, you know, those things were there. Anyway, so I'll go. No big deal. That's not really an issue for me. If the button could be fixed, maybe, maybe not, because I don't need it to access the tablet. So it's like not a big deal. But I'll still more than likely go, which potentially might delay my departure. But regardless. So, did I get too distracted? Anyway, so kind of, you know, my new strategy, which I'm really happy, really pleased, because I've been in places to where I was really kind of exhausted, where I was pushing myself. Sometimes I won, sometimes I lost, you know, trying that. But it was just like, yeah, leaving that behind was such a good move. Anyway, one quad and two dirt bike. Anyway, so I'm basically, you know, kind of looking. And, you know, there's this sense at a time, you know, you go on a screen and then soon after the other person who's ahead of you, go in there. And the idea is, and I understand completely because I used to, Not that that's why they're doing it, but I don't know. When I see it time and time again, I'm like, yeah, I think it might be. You know, you can put a warning. You can put things to let you know, when somebody's creeping up on you. And so they go in there, you know, to keep putting the same kind of distance, the same points, you know. And I'm like, yeah, it's anyway. But it's, you know, it doesn't matter. But the interesting thing is that I keep placing. You know, it's again, last week was the same stuff. I had two big scores. You know, like the one for this week, I don't know if I could or not, because if I was to try to compete against whoever that person is, would then he or she step it up and score even more? That I don't know. Yeah, there's no way. This thing. No way. No wind. There was no wind. That would be doable. And stuff like that. Anyway. So, it's interesting. I'm curious if I want to talk about the whole thing. North South Asia. It's interesting again. Not to force it, you know. Good segue here. So, the idea of forcing oneself. You know, you've heard me talk about, you know, masturbation, me being confused about it, there's mixed feelings, you know. A lot of ambivalence when it comes to, you know, me doing that and watching, you know, porn, because it's more enjoyable, you know, doing that. So, and of course, what society is saying, I guess what some psychology is saying, you know, then it becomes this kind of taboo stuff. So, and honestly, to me as well, it's kind of like an inconvenience. You know, it's something that I kind of have to do. It's like that part of me is just not letting me be if I don't. So, you know, when I was younger, there was spells. One time for 6 months, I was able to control and not do it. And then this one evening, it was just crazy. You know, and I was like, I don't know. I just, that which you resist persists. So I am in that belief, you know, that that's not the way to move forward. Not for me. So then what do I do if I don't resist? Then the idea is to keep increasing awareness. Maybe there's still a need for more awareness, being patient and being tolerant. Because it's like, do I need to be anywhere else? Should I be doing something different? And maybe if I'm still doing that, then it's still relevant to me. And there obviously there's still something that I'm getting from it. And also, in my case, you know, well, hold on a second. You know, when I was for a while with Glenn's daughter, then there was a problem. That was kind of productive. It was kind of destructive. It was toxic. So somehow I did not, you know, end the relationship. You know, when I look back on that, I'm really surprised, you know, still. But at the same time, you know what? Things are what things are. But yeah, there were part in my life to where it was really kind of running the show and ruining a little bit the show at the same time. But now, outside of slipping in the idea of butt fucking, you know, something I would have never thought before. My goodness, where did that come from? Eh? And after trying it, it was like, oh, it's quite disgusting. But it's still, it is so interesting, you know, so interesting, these things about fantasy, you know, about the kind of thing that on one level, they kind of make sense. And then when you really sit back and look at it, it's like, what the heck am I talking about? How is that even open for discussion? I don't know. It's just like, wow. Anyway, but regardless. So the idea of forcing, the idea of not, how do you deal with something that you feel is a problem or is an issue or is a weakness, you know, without, okay, how do you deal with it in a way, let's call it holistic, right? And for me to resist, to repress, to refrain, unless that it's clear in terms of the refraining, like me, for instance, not voicing some things. It's something that I can do now. you know, if I'm aware, at times I'm going to become aware. It's going to happen. I'm going to fall asleep at the wheel. But if I am, you know, because I'm like, that doesn't help. What I'm about to say, it's coming out of anger, coming out of judgment. Sorry, it's not useful. So I don't. I feel it, I think it, but I have control on that last step. And for now, that's where I am, and I'm okay with that. And I have a feeling that as I keep moving on, eventually, when I'm ready, you know, it'll come. Oh! He was away. Then it will naturally progress. So I don't believe in force. You know, I don't believe in punishment. I don't believe in violence. Here I'm wrapping those things thinking about Christianity. Because I do. I find it to be quite judgmental. And this reward punishment, I don't know. And I find it to be quite violent, quite aggressive. You know, it's just I'm coming up, you know, with an understanding about it, you know, that is different than before. Why, it makes no sense for me. That being said, the idea of, you know, that being in my culture, being my spiritual bridge to a cultural spirituality through religion still stands. But it doesn't make any sense, as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, yeah, we're gonna go back inside. I turn the heater on one. We're gonna bring it back up because today is going to be a cold day. The next 2 days are gonna be cold. We'll see next weekend because it looks like it's coming back down to the same. So it's gonna be a kind of a shoot and miss. Looks like it's gonna tether a little bit. Anyway, so today I'm gonna do the rice pudding, I guess. Today I'm doing the vermicelli. I don't know if I told you, but the cool thing that I found out is if you have those very skinny pasta, actually I bet you if you do the same with the spaghetti, if you soak them, I've not done spaghetti. I'm actually not a big fan. I used to love it when I was a kid, but I prefer different shape of pasta rather than spaghetti. But the idea is you soak them in cold water, and once they've rehydrated, well, you know, you still cook them, but they don't stick. Anyway, that's what I do with that stuff. I'll just bring it to a boil, then leave it, you know, for 5-10 minutes, because you don't need to keep boiling it, and it'll just cook. Just a pinch of salt. And then that's it. But yeah, tomorrow I will do the hummus. I will have hummus tomorrow. I was thinking I could maybe do the big walk tomorrow. But well, we'll see. But if it's going to be like that, I won't. Yeah. Still amazing, great. You know, that I can, then I'm going to get at least 1 hour walk. The bell has been going on yesterday late, and I'm not sure what's going on today. It's second. Maybe like a funeral, or maybe a wedding. Yeah, I think, anyway, it doesn't matter. I think I saw like a hearse, a funeral home van, I guess. Well, could you call a van a hearse? You know, if it's for a funeral, if it's to carry a dead body? Or does it have to be that funky station wagon with the windows? I don't know. Anyway, all right, so now we are walking our way up. Well, I'm not thinking you're going to have to worry about sweating. definitely not having to worry about sweating. Anyway, but by Monday, we're going to come back up. At least the next few days, next week, will be warm. But still doable. I think I have my glove liner somewhere. But I don't want to wear them. I don't want to wear them. I could even have more layers on right now. but no, it's not that bad. But it's cold and that's okay. I'm okay with that. So the new dune, it's okay, I guess. The characters, as far as I'm concerned, they have trouble to add depth to kind of this segmentation. I'm not sure what the deal is. Obviously, I know nothing about movie making, and obviously, I'm going to do something on that scale, you know. But I mean, the camera stuff, I remember the first one, I really enjoyed it. It's very classic. So yeah, it's, you know, there's that order, that religious order. That's kind of the most interesting element. And then they have I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen the second one, because the Jesserin, I think is what it's called, the order. You know that from the first one, but there's a new plot coming up in a second. So anyway, but I'll finish it. It is watchable, definitely not like Avatar, you know. And I have a feeling now that for me the second Avatar has actually ruined the first one. That the cliches in the first one that were acceptable because of the second one to me now are going to become unbearable. I've watched it at least 2 to 4 times, the first one. I really enjoyed it, you know. It was cool and, you know, love new stuff, but the second one just destroyed it. So Dune 2 did not. So for what that's worth, it is watchable. I think it's hard, you know, to top when you're really blown away by a first one. It's hard to get another one there. In terms of neuroadaptation, you know, like you have an amazing bite of chocolate, the second one is never going to be better than the first one. Anyway, a little up, car's going. I was thinking yesterday, I think we're looking at, you know, 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks top more than likely. I don't think I'm going to move until Easter, you know. Easter is a big deal here. So I think I'll stay put and then look at the week after Easter more than likely. I kind of like it, actually. It kind of rings right. So that being said, who knows? I was even considering yesterday walking to Zafra, you know, which will be 5 to 6 days, depending on my pace. But I don't know. That will come in its own time. But I think now I kind of have that. So I'm going to wait at least until mid of March to reach out to Pilar. And then see about that. And the fact that the tablet stuff might be a delay. And of course on the table, again, the idea of maybe getting another one. You know, I don't know. But I still, you know, for reading's sake, I don't want to read out of my phone. For reading's sake and on Duolingo, even though now I have to be a little savvy because I don't know why on Esperanto the app crashes. Only on Esperanto. It's kind of weird, eh? So I was thinking of st- starting it back from zero. Oh, is it starting to rain? Yeah, it's starting to rain. Huh. Yeah, so good choice, Anthony. Good choice. Orno la parra. So, there is your bread van that horns like crazy to let people know it's coming to make. ¿Eh? Bueno, pensé hacerlo más largo, pero no me gusta. No es placentero. Al menos me he movido el cuerpo y hasta ahora está bien. Bien, hasta luego. Cute little fellow. Anyway, with some couple of olive branches. He's adorable. Anyway. And I was like, yeah. You know, I've moved the body, but it's... Yeah. I can see my breath. You could definitely see... I could contemplate that rain becoming sleet. You know. So it's raining. No, not much, but it's raining a little bit. Yeah, it's spitting. Jovisna. Now I'm remembering this one. This one is costing me. Jovisna means drizzle. And actually, hell, you know, like those ball of ice, you know, that rain down, hell. In Spanish, you say caer en granizo, which is weird. So it's like those things are falling. Granizo. Anyway. So those two things took me a while. But thanks to Duolingo, and I guess they must be incorporating that algorithm of from time to time bringing you back those things where you may be having trouble or that are considered weak because you get it wrong. And hence, the importance of making those mistakes instead of always trying to get it right. Because that doesn't help as much. So, wow. There's me. These things thought it wasn't going to rain, but I did say, though, in all fairness, I did say, you know, it might, you couldn't tell. Yeah, so now, oh yeah, when I say to rain, a little more so, there we are, we're going to be cranking it up. The backpack will be okay, I'll bring it back into the room so it can dry, but it won't be enough to get the inside wet. Oh wow, I'll be done, there's the rain. And of course, my forecast showed no rain. Anyway, well, it's gonna be an inside day. Fine by me. I'm gonna warm up before doing the before doing the rice pudding. I want to get it good because so far I find it a little thick. It's quite amazing. I put 6-7 times the quantity of liquid. And I still end up with not enough space between the rice. I want a little more, you know. So I need to intentionally measure it really good. Because more or less, once I nail it, it's going to be pretty clear what needs to happen. And of course, if I get to a place to where eventually it's going to happen. Because I'm like, how in the heck is that not happening? Well, because it's not enough. Even though it feels like 6-7 times the amount of liquid, at least that's what it feels like that I'm putting in. Maybe I don't actually. So we'll see. Today I'm going to have a little pad, and I'll make bars for each of the additional serving that I put in. Oh, those guys have the garlic out. They have to bring back in. Those places here where they sort out, clean, and package the garlic, the places are not big. So most of the time for them to be able to work, they have to get stuff out of the warehouse so they have room to work. And so every day the forklift bring them out, the pallets, and then bring them back in at the end of the day. And so I'm thinking about that, but I don't see actually any. This guy had a dolly. I don't know what you call it. I don't think it's carrito, but it could be a dolly. And he's basically moving some crates of peeled garlic. Wow, it's already draining from the gutter. So, yeah, but it's kind of, yeah, it's not much rain now. Anyway. Good move. I would have turned around anyway. Even if I'd gone the other way now, I would have turned around because I'm like, with the rain. Nope. The rain and the cold and this backpack. You know. Because I could layer up, I guess, technically. You know. With the rain gear, I could definitely get toasty. But it's not necessary. Almost feel like a cheat a little bit because, you know, I took the weight off. You know, that was going to be my big walk. So a big walk, I don't carry all that weight. But in this case, and the gate works. I haven't had any power outage. Amazing. We've had quite a bit of wind and rain, and for whatever reason. Last year I had way more power outages, and not the amount of rain, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so I'm about to enter. Rapidly, I'll leave the gate open, because I might come out again. So, I might even make myself a warm drink, actually. I'm thinking now I have that chicory left over from Pilar. Well, and most likely it was from me anyway. So I might. Or she also has coffee. And then with a mocha, una mocha. I'm not sure what you call it in English. It's in Italian. It's a machine where you put the water at the bottom. You have that funnel thing where the coffee goes in. And then the funnel touches the water. So the water comes up, percolate from the coffee. And then brews it, and then it sits on top so it doesn't get burned. Anyway, so it's called a mocha. It's not a French press. It's called a mocha. And she has one. There's no lid. But se puede tapar con una tapa. And you can put a lid on. Whew! I'm in safe and sound. Yeah, definitely not my time to be on a cameo. So for now, okay. I'm glad I got to see Chupa Chup because I'm a bit of this one. Oh yes, I put the pack upstairs. And I gotta crank up the heat anyway. And then I'll make myself. I think I'll make a chicory. Well, we're gonna crank you up, my friend. Okay, let's go four. Let's splurge. Okay. All right. You wanna stay upright. All right, guys. Well, there is rain. Those guys are going to be happy, right? So, on that note, wow, that is a long podcast. Anyway, I hope you have a beautiful day. Stay warm and dry, like I'm about to. All right, peace and love.